How some on cultures struggle with the shame of abuse has been outlined to the Inquiry into Abuse and Care. The Royal Commission is this week focusing on how abuse has damaged Pacific people living in this country. While some are willing to be named, others feel the need to tell their story anonymously. Our reporter Andrew McCrae has been following the hearing.
60-year-old Mr. TY went into care at the age of 12 after running away from home. He says it took a lot of convincing to come forward.
I'm not using my real name for many reasons. One of them is because I want to protect my family. I do not want them to feel any shame or hurt because I am speaking out today. I am a Samoan, and in our culture we do not talk about abuse. We would rather suffer in silence.
He says there are many cultural barriers to coming forward.
Showing my name and my face, this has consequences for my family too. But I am here today because we still have brown kids in the system, and I hope that history will not repeat itself.
Mr. TY lived with his grandparents from an early age. He describes them as very traditional Samoans.
My grandparents used to give us hidings. My grandmother was lethal. She would usually ask me to go and get a stick so she could give one of my other siblings a hiding. If I brought her something that was too small, I was the one that got the hiding.
Mr. TY says the church plays an important part in Samoan culture, but its message telling people not to spare the stick is wrong, and it has a lot to answer for. He's been married 45 years to a Māori woman and decided to bring up his children as Māori because he believes they'll have an easier life.
I raised my children as Samoans. They would have had a hard life like I did. I don't speak Samoan to my kids. They know that they're Samoan and they know that they have Samoan relatives. But I've done my best to protect them from the life that I had.
He says coming forward to the commission should not be seen as putting his people on trial.
Being Samoan is not a bad thing. Our culture is not bad. My kids do ask me about the Samoan culture, and if you were to ask any of my kids what they know about my ainga or my culture, you won't ever hear bad stories because I haven't told them that it's bad. I always try and let them know that Samoans are good people. We just have a different way of being raised.
Mr. TY spent time in Owairaka Boys Home, where he experienced racism and both physical and sexual abuse. He reflected on his experience in state care and redress for survivors, saying while apologies are good, they're meaningless without action.
It's easy to come out and apologise, but if the system is still wrecked, then they need to fix the system. We always had a saying back in the day, if you're born white, then you've got a leg in the door. Us islanders, we didn't even have a key.
Mr. TY says he's still haunted by his experiences in state care.